بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Sheikh Remy, today's question is a little bit strange. We can say, is it permissible to bury something with the dead or not? And does the punishment in the grave start after death or after burial? Of course, this question is divided into two parts. Let's first talk about burying something with the dead. Is it possible to bury something with the dead or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, for the first question, I would like dear listeners to refer to the religious authorities that they follow, because usually in the books of Islamic laws, they talk about some items that are recommended, for example, to be buried with the dead person, with the diseased. But, I mean, I just refer to some of them. One of the most famous ones is the turba of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There are narrations in this regard. For example, Imam Rida alayhi salam says, when someone passes away and you're going to bury him or her, then put some turba, for example, on his or her head, anyway, in the grave with them.
Okay.
And there are many narrations in this regard to bury the dead person with some soil, some turba of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
So the shroud is over there for sure,
yeah.
The kafan.
Yeah.
But we are not allowed in Islam to bury the deceased one with the coffin, is it? Box or something?
No.
No, in Islam we are not,
yeah,
so.
This is against the Islamic law.
If someone is buried in this way, with the coffin, as a Muslim, will he be resurrected as a Muslim in the other day?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, this is the wrong actions by the other people.
It's not, all right.
I mean, that person
has no role.
Be blamed. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's it.
And then, when it comes to kafan, the shroud, as
yes.
you rightly mentioned, there are some etiquette in this regard. For example, some prayers to be written
yes.
on the shroud, some testimony of the people about the goodness of that person. It's been mentioned that, I just mentioned the term, we are told about jaridatayn khadrawayn, two pieces of wood, green wood,
all
usually
right.
from palm trees. There are some narrations in this regard, and there are also philosophies mentioned for this.
Okay.
As I mentioned, our dear listeners can refer to the books of the Islamic laws.
Well, for example, the moist, which is leaf from the cedar tree, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes they say that it's recommended, okay, to do this.
And in the conduct of the scholars, we see that, for example, some of them, they ask for that special piece of cloth with which they would, wipe out the tears they shed for Imam
Hussein. For Imam al-Hussein, al-Salam, that's right.
Also to be buried next
for Buka al-Hussein, you know, a piece of cloth or something or a tissue that you have, okay.
Exactly. These are some items mentioned in the narrations, more especially Turba of Imam Hussein, al-Salam.
What about ring? Ring or something?
I mean, these are not mentioned in the narrations.
So?
And also in the Islamic laws, but we cannot say it might not be also problematic.
Because some people maybe, bury their cell phones with themselves. they are habituated, to the cell phone, having cell phone, okay.
And a modem as well.
Yeah, a modem, that's right, to have Wi-Fi connection with this one, okay. Not possible. So, that's it. Is your answer done for the first part?
Yeah.
Okay, of the questions, that's it. So now let's get to the punishment. I think Brother Mahmoud, the producer, is very much interested in posing questions about punishment. Yeah. What about the reward, brother? So, does the punishment in the grave start after death or after burial? Okay, the punishment starts over here too when you're alive, when you're alive too, Sheikh Karimi.
So, when we're talking about the punishment in the grave, there is this, serious discussion among the scholars of theology whether such punishments begin from the time a person passes away or from the time that they are buried. And this is rooted in the fact that the punishments are for this physical body or for another body.
Okay.
So, first of all, we know that according to the verses of the Quran and some narrations, we are told of some kinds of punishments in the grave. For example, a kind of fire. Then we are told about the pressure, laghdatul qabr, a kind of pressure in the grave. We are told about great fear in the grave. Yeah, these are some examples mentioned for punishment in
or
the
for
grave.
Example, I don't know, ugly, fearful faces being shown or something like that.
Yeah.
For example, I don't know, the angels or something.
Also there are some narrations talking about the causes of these punishments in the grave. For example, we are told about carelessness about purity and impurity, or for example, bad temperedness with family members, taking the prayer, the salat lightly, and wasting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some points mentioned as causes for the punishment in the grave. And as I mentioned, one of the main punishments in the grave is what we call the zaghtatul qabr, a kind of pressure in the grave. And we are told that there are some factors preventing or decreasing zaghtatul qabr, like loving the Ahlul Bayt, saying the recommended prayer, reciting the Quran, and some factors for increasing or removing the all the kinds of punishment in the grave, like ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, keeping night vigil, and the good actions of a person after death, the death of their parents. So, having said that, now the question is that whether such punishment is for this worldly body or there is another body. Because when it comes to zaghtatul qabr, the pressure of the grave, again, there is a question that pressure would be on this very body that is buried in the grave.
Or the soul.
Or the soul or another body.
Okay. And we know that according to the science, even some days after you are buried, your body still works.
Yeah.
I mean, there is blood circulation over there. Some parts of your body might work, okay?
Yeah.
So organically speaking, they can feel, okay?
But the point is that we are talking about a pressure.
A pressure,
and
that's
there is
right.
no change on the earth where the person is buried.
All right.
So the question is that how this pressure is working. Now, also we can add to this that some people are not buried at all. And for some people, there is no body at all.
They're cremated or they're burnt.
Yeah.
That's right, to ashes.
And some people are burned into ashes. And some people in some explosions, no body remains from them. And for some people, I mean, the body is there, but for any reason, they are not buried at all. Mm-hmm. So the question is that the punishment of the grave or the pressure of the grave is not for them. Or if it is for them, how does it work?
All right.
So these are some questions. And there is a kind of disagreement among the scholars. Some scholars believe that, there are, of course, very few in number, that especially for zaghtatul qabr, for that pressure in the grave, after the death, the soul comes back to the body, and zaghtatul qabr, that pressure of the grave, is felt by this physical body. So this is one viewpoint among the scholars. But the more famous one is that, as mentioned by great Shia scholars of theology and philosophy, that the soul of human being after separation from the body is attached to another kind of body. It in Arabic language it is called mithali,
imaginal body. That's
right. Yeah, somehow there is no very good equivalent for it in English language. It's a kind of body that looks like the physical body, but does not have the physical features.
It is composed of your actions, the effects of your actions in this world, isn't it?
No.
It's not so?
No.
The imaginal body?
No, the imaginal body, as I mentioned, it looks like the physical body, but devoid of the physical features weight, for example.
Weight, for example, that's right.
Okay. So that's another body. So many Shia scholars of theology believe that in the world of Barzakh, we are passing life with that mithali body. It's not the physical body. Okay? So if we accept that, then all kinds of punishment in the world of Barzakh is afflicted upon that mithali body. So if we accept that, then it doesn't matter if a person is buried or not. Okay? As soon as you pass away, now you have mithali body. So that pressure is for this body, not that physical body in the grave.
All right.
So whether that body is buried or not, whether it is buried or burned into ashes, it doesn't make any difference. Any person who passes away, he has an imaginal body. And that punishment, including the pressure of the grave, is for that imaginal body.
Okay.
And that is why in some narrations we are told that a person asks Imam that some people are not buried. For example, they're hanged for, I mean, many days.
That's right.
For some time. And the Imam says that God makes the air to afflict that pressure on that body. So it's referring to the fact that every person, as soon as they pass away, their soul is attached to a mithali body, and all the punishments are afflicted to that mithali body. So we can claim that even if a person, because also we have the concept of the first night in the grave, and some people ask whether it is related to the first night that the person is buried or the first night after their death. What about the people who are not buried? Again, to the answer to this question is that, again, there is a kind of difference of ideas. But the more rational answer to this question is that it is the first night, even night cannot be a good term.
That's right.
But anyway, the first night after the death of a person.
First timing, that's
so
right.
So even if they are not buried, they have that very night, which would be a bit, I mean, a very difficult time. And that is the time that the two angels come to the person, asking them about their beliefs. And it's also good to know that in the grave, some people are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not as at the level of the hereafter paradise. To some extent, they are rewarded. Some people are punished. And this is rooted in the Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that regarding, some bad people, the family of Pharaoh, that النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا, they are exposed to fire morning and evening. Then ويوم تقوم الساعة, on the day of judgment, they will have another punishment, referring to the fact that even in the grave, these people have a kind of punishment.
That's right.
So some people are rewarded, some people are punished. Some people pass life in the world of Barzakh in the state of looking like sleeping. But the point is that for all the people, they will have this first night of the grave, in which they are asked about their fundamental beliefs. Now, some people think that in the grave, people are asked about all the details of their actions. This is not the case. In the grave, the questions are mainly about the fundamental beliefs and some fundamental acts of worship, like prayer. But the details of the actions are taken into account on the day of judgment.
And also death will be an easy experience for some good people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. I mean, this is so. I mean, no pressure of the grave or something like that. But the case is that, as you rightly said, we can't say, so everybody is responsible for his actions right after the death. I mean, and the soul is the main bank of saving your the effects of your good or bad deeds. So that's it. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. May Allah put us in mind the people who have an easy experience of this.
Inshallah.
And at the time of this, we are not punished, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min labani. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسن.
حسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن